You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg here at the lovely historic University of Manitoba. Having a good time playing you some music today. Hopefully you're having a good time listening. I love, love, love to hear from folks about the show, even if it's to tell me that it sucks. And people do write me to tell me that it sucks. And, you know, I don't really argue. Jeff at TellTheBandToGoHome.com. Nice... emails are always a little bit better, but you know, whatever's on your mind, you just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, especially my podcast people. There are people who are listening to the podcast around the world, and I just love it every once in a while when I get a letter from somebody somewhere else who's found the podcast somewhere. So, you know, if you're one of those people, send me a letter sometime. I'd love it. Anywho, yes, brand new from Alex Deason. Here's, I don't know what's up with this guy. He's not a marketing genius, I guess. He's got this new project, and there was no, you know, I follow Alex Deason like nothing else. But there was no real email announcing this thing. There was no, you know, as far as I know, no posts on social media about this thing that he was doing. There were some tour dates recently sent out, and then way at the bottom of the thing, there was like, don't forget to get your copy of Alex's new 7-inch single. And I was like, what? And it turned out that that it was already sold out before it was really announced. But I put in my order anyway, and what do you know, it showed up. I guess they found a couple more, or made a couple more or something. So apparently, Alex has decided to write a song about all of the American states. Not at the same time, you know, one at a time. So each of the American states is at some point going to get a song, and they're going to come out on 7-inch singles. And so he's put out this new 45 commemorating the state that he lives in now, which is California, and the state that he lived in before, which is Iowa. And I think I'll play it both sides of that. Stu would be disappointed if I didn't. So we'll play something from his self-titled record of this year in between. But first, these are great songs too. Here's something about California, brand new from Alex Deason on Tell a Band to Go Home. Gotta push that.
California with your rivers and trees, separating the stars from the seas, and all your purple mountains' majesty. Well, that don't mean a thing to me. California, I can't get no relief. You won't leave me alone. I can't see them mountains sleeping on Hope Street, 'cause I ain't free to roam. And this body's all I own, California. I still can't find a way to call you home. California, how your petals unfold and bloom like a desert rose. Down in Hollywood, they're penning for souls, but all that glitters ain't gold. California, where's your light on me? I'm shivering too. Dreaming, sleeping on Hope Street, on top of these cobblestones, 'cause this body's all I own, California. I still can't find a way to call you home. Oh, everything will be
but I could never make you mine. California with your deep blue sea, where I'm sinking like a stone. I'd climb your mountains and I'd kiss your feet, but I'm just too weak to go. And this body's all I own, California. I still can't find a way to call you home. College on the very first day, his eager hello, my shrug and a hey. I could kinda play guitar and he could slay on the bass. We wrote stupid songs about physics and hair, round little parts shoved into squares. I bullied and beat him into a friendship that's lasted about, oh say, 20 years, with more comedy and tragedy than good old Shakespeare. He was the selfless one driving the van through the night, and I was the self-centered one picking my nose in all of the fights. We had some good times on those trips we made, even the one plane ride we didn't want to take. And I can't stop thinking about all that I should have done before leading my best friend into the hands of Hazelden. Started a band, more like Tom Petty, way less like Can. Though we tried to keep it weird, but kept coming back to into the great wide open. He got a job working for some jazz guy. I thought it was lame, though I didn't know why. Probably 'cause I was afraid he found something better than me in a band to waste his time. I thought maybe a record deal would prove that I was right. He was the patient one driving the van through the night, and I was the self-centered one cheating on girlfriends and telling the lies. We had some good times on those trips we made, even the one plane ride we didn't want to take. Can't stop thinking about all that I should have done before leaving my best friend into the hands of Hazelden. I tried to see what I wanted to believe, tried to hang up when you were at Chili, sitting at the bar all the way out in Queens. I tried to if I could go back to a time or day and relive a moment before it fades, I would stand there in the middle of the road in the snow falling on Montgomery Place, where we held at our hands like we were floating in outer space. He was a selfless one driving the van through the night. That I should have done before leaving my In 1883, the Supreme Court ruled that a slave from a slave state couldn't be sold or sent back once he reached the amber soil of Iowa's shores. In 1846, we became a state, and one of the first things we did before it was too late was allow safe passage for those who were being persecuted on the basis of their faith. 25 years before the Civil War, 36 more before women could vote, we were doing things no one could believe. Buried down in the woods, steel of America's soul. Doesn't matter who or what you call your own, you and I, Iowa, that's who we are. In 1884, the Civil Rights Act passed, which prohibited discrimination, white or black. While down in the South, they kept them down and out, but in Iowa, Jim Crow never found a home. In 1885, looking for a new life, Muslim settlers came to see the rapids and cried. 50 years later, the first mosque ever in the U.S. was built where the cornfields touched the sky. Doesn't matter who or what you call your own, you and I are Iowa, that's who we are. And I'm proud to say, when I see that bright banner wave, our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain. In 2007 we became the second state to extend marriage equality to everyone the same. And Iowa helped blaze a trail for our most needed civil rights once again. And let us not forget the 3rd of January, when this little state of ours made history and paved the way for a black man to be president. Buried down in the woods, steel of America's soul. Doesn't matter who or what you call your home, you and I are Iowa, that's who we are. You and I are Iowa, that's who we are. You and I are Iowa, that's who we are.
Hey, this is Alex Deason from the Damwells. This is Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer, and I can't decide which is worse. Oh, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Don't you know that you're so bad? The best thing I ever had. In a world gone mad, oh, you're so bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around dog-faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, head in the oven, and I can't decide which is worse. Oh, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Don't you know that you're so bad? The best thing I ever had. In a world gone mad. Oh, you're so bad.
We'll be right back. just crossed the Georgia line. She looked out the window feeling great. Yeah, I had to come in time. She said, I'm never going back. She said, at last I'm free. And I wish I could see her now. She'd be so proud of me. We'll be right back.
Oh, classic there from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Man, I dove into the... On Netflix now, they have this movie about Tom Petty called Running Down a Dream. It's 4 hours long. I watched 2 hours last weekend and 2 hours this weekend, and I'm ready to watch it again. It was so good. So good. And it made me realize a couple of things. Number one, I need to listen to more Tom Petty. And number two, I am a complete idiot for never going to see Tom Petty when he played here in Winnipeg. Two times I passed him up, and... I'm an idiot. What can I say? I have no other excuse. All I can tell you is if I ever get the chance again, I won't blow it. So anyways, that movie has me on a Tom Petty kick. Thought I'd play a few things there. That's Tom and the Heartbreakers. Before that, Leroy Stagger and the Wild Flowers from 2009, live recording in Germany. We heard Swingin'. I think Dietmar had something to do with that recording or the release or something, or certainly brought him over there. And, you know, Dietmar's throwing himself a birthday party in June, and he's bringing Leroy and Daniel Romano and a bunch of other people. Now that's going to be a party. That guy knows how to throw himself a birthday party. Holy cow, man. We heard J.P. Ho in there with a great version of Tom's You're So Bad. J.P. played at Dietmar's house not too long ago, too. We heard Emma Lee in there, What Would Tom Petty Do? And a few from Alex Deason before that. We heard Iowa, That's Who We Are. Before that, from the self-titled record from this year, Into the Hands of Hazelden. And there were a bunch of Tom Petty references in there, and that's what got me going down that road. See how that worked? And California in there as well, the other side of that 7-inch from Alex Deason.